Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Little Red Writing. And I want to be very clear with you. When I say writing, I'm not saying Little Red Riding Hood. No, 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 no.
Like, you know what you do with a pencil?
Mm-hmm.
Little Red Writing.
Yep, that's right. This is spelled W-R-I-T-I-N-G. Uh-huh. It was written by Joan Holub, and the pictures are by Melissa Sweet. And it's read today by Mommy and...
Mr. Zircon.
Mr. Zircon. Really? That's unique.
Mr. Zircon is right here right now.
Well, hello, Mr. Zircon. Are you ready for your story? Get your pencils
Zircon
out, guys.
Ready for your story.
Let's do it. Once upon a time in pencil school, a teacher named Mrs. Chu told her class, "Today we're going to write a story." And the kids say, "Yippee!" "Slammin'!" "Sharp!" "Yippee!" said the birthday pencil. "Slammin'!" said the basketball pencil. "Sharp!" said Little Red.
"I want to write a happy story," said the birthday pencil.
"I'm going to do a nonfiction story about the great state of Pennsylvania," said the state pencil.
"I'll write about sports," said the basketball pencil.
"I want to write a story about bravery because red is the color of courage, but what would a brave pencil do? Go on a journey through the school, meet unusual characters, fight evil, save the day."
Wondered Little Red. Mrs. Two gave Little Red a basket of 15 red words to use in case she ran into trouble. "Remember, it's okay to wander a little, but stick to your basic story path so you don't get lost."
"Okie doke," said Little Red.
Oh my goodness, are we about to have somebody read us a story that they're writing as they write it?
Yeah.
I think so. Little Red opened her notebook and began.
"Once there was a brave red pencil who went on a journey. As she walked along..." "Walking is boring,"
decided Little Red. She wanted her story to be exciting, and so she went into the Verb Action Fitness Program. She went to the gym and was quickly drawn into the action. She bounced, she boogied, and then she cartwheeled right off the page. Those are all ways to get around, right? And into... a deep, dark, descriptive forest. And there are words here. Watch out for adjectives on the path. Gnarled, shadowy, verdant, green, deciduous. Ooh. Flowery. Squirrely, mossy, dark, deep, piney, bosky, russet. Ooh. Lots of different words here. Description adds pizzazz to any story, but Little Red was boggered down, hindered, lost. She reached into her word basket for help.
"Ah, scissors! I need to cut through all this description and stick to the story path."
You can get too wordy, can't ya? "Needing help sticking to your story path? Well, you've come to the right place, pencil," said a voice from the supply closet. "'Cause I'm full of words that have stick-to-itiveness. They'll all stick up for you and stick by you, but they aren't stuck up like that tape guy down there." And in the school supplies cabinet, we see all kinds of stuff, don't we? But the voice that's talking to her is coming from conjunction glue for all your conjunctive needs. And so Little Red squeezed the bottle and too many glue words came out. So that is how she found herself writing a sentence that would not end, but just kept going and going and running on and on. Although she had no purpose, yet it would not get her out of the story or say anything important. So she was glad when a helpful word finally arrived suddenly. And it brought some friends. Oh my goodness, I'm so glad that that word suddenly came. Suddenly, it came with abruptly and surely. And let's see what happens.
Suddenly, abruptly, and surprisingly, that's the other word, she heard a strange sound, which she decided required all capitals and rather large punctuation. What is that sound? Grrr! Well, it was the middle of her story, where something exciting should happen, and it did. That growly sound chased her. Abandoning all rules of punctuation and sentence structure in her panic to escape, Little Red began running on and on and on, and she grabbed random nouns from her word basket, tossing them out to fill up the chasm of blank space nothingness, which was all that stood between her and that grr, and then hooray, finally at last, the page was full and she could leave the horrid sound behind and go to... Wow, that was confusing to read. There were a lot of words thrown out here, weren't there? Go to the next page. We made it. But as the page turned, Little Red couldn't help but noticing a long, tangly tail disappear around the corner. And was that tail up to no good? A truly brave pencil thought. A truly brave pencil would follow it and find out, she thought. I'm worried about her. Aren't you worried about her?
Yes.
What would have a big long tail like that? She decided to tail that tail and wound up trailing it around an entire page of her story, and eventually it led her all the way to the next page and into... Oh, I'm nervous. Are you ready? The principal's office. What? The principal? Principal Granny's office. And now principal school rules are when in doubt, see something, say something, and help others. That checks out. Little Red knocked on the door.
Come in.
Oof, said a growly voice. Oh my goodness, and it's the same grr. I'm worried.
Greetings, little pencil. Great to see you, said Principal Granny.
And in the picture, we can see that tail, can't we?
Mm-hmm.
What is the tail? Can you describe it?
It's a plug.
It's a plug. An electrical outlet plug. Something needs to be plugged in. Little Red was suspicious.
I'd like to report hearing a growly voice. And you know what? It kind of sounded like yours, said Little Red.
The better to be heard on the school intercom, said Principal Granny.
I'd also like to report that I saw a long tangly tail, and I can't help but noticing you have a tangly tail too, said Little Red.
The better to get charged up for my school duties when the batteries are running low, said Principal Granny.
I'd also like to report that I have just noticed what big sharp teeth you have, said Little Red.
The better to chomp little pencils like you and grind them up, growled Principal Granny, who in reality was the Wolf 3000, the grumpiest, growliest, grindingest pencil sharpener ever made.
And just as the Wolf 3000 began to chase Little Red, in walked Mr. Woodcutter, the janitor.
Who made this mess?
Help!
Cried Little Red.
I think that Wolf 3000 has sharpened Principal Granny to smithereens.
No. Pencil sharpeners can be pretty serious. Never mess around with them. Mr. Woodcutter fainted. It was up to Little Red to stop the Wolf 3000's rampage. She reached into her word basket. There was only one red noun left. Would it do the trick? She took aim and threw. Now, all these pieces of paper that her teacher gave to her that were splattered across the page back there, there's tons of them, right? They all had different nouns on them, and we know a noun is a person, place, or thing, right? And this thing is what?
Dynamite.
Huh. So do you think throwing dynamite is going to work?
Yes, babe.
What? Kablooey, it says.
And it takes up 2 pages because it's that big of an explosion. Phew, that was a close shave. Good thing that brave little pencil came along to save the day, said Mr. Woodcutter.
Luckily, Principal Granny was all right, though her life had been somewhat shortened by her experience with the Wolf 3000.
I wasn't really brave. I was scared, said Little Red.
Even heroes get scared, but they do brave deeds anyway. You are a hero in my book,
replied Principal Granny. Oh, she saved her. Way to go, Little Red. Little Red zoomed back to her classroom just in time to hear the other pencils share their stories that they had written.
And that's the story of the happiest birthday party ever.
The Adventures of the Wright Brothers. The artist challenged them to draw.
The first patient for a pencil with an eraser was issued in Philadelphia.
He was very tall.
Then Pencil and Gretel ate all the candy.
We wrote a story together using teamwork.
Get a grip, said the pencil.
All the different pencils are sharing their stories and we can see them.
Then it was her turn.
Once there was a brave red pencil.
Good job, Little Red. Right on. From Mrs. Two. And that, my friends, is
the end.
That's the end.